Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, baby. What is this, 113?
Damn. 113?
Oh, 113.
Dude, you got me on the palindrome episode?
Yeah, it is 113. Palindrome. I know what that is.
Yeah. Palindrome?
Oh, palindrome.
113 is not a palindrome.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't a palindrome a number that's the same backwards?
Yeah.
113 isn't backwards.
Oh, my bad. I thought 131. In my mind, it was 131.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, now you just disappointed the audience. They're like, oh.
Yeah, one.
It's not a palindrome.
That's okay, I do that shit all
We can
the
have
time.
You on for the palindrome 131 episode.
That'd be
it'll be a good bit, but we will eventually
sometime
get
sometime in 2019. And the thing is, we just did our palindrome episode two episodes ago with 111.
Yeah. Oh.
See, 113 backwards is like my favorite band, 311. So
you'd love 311?
I do, man. It's a beautiful disaster every time I listen to them.
But, you gotta trust your instincts, man.
Yeah, man.
Just like go of regret.
Yeah, man.
If y'all can't tell, we are back again with our buddy Aaron Hansen.
Aaron Hamlin.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, man.
In this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get sweaty as the room gets hotter and hotter as time goes on.
Why don't you just have the air on?
Because on the podcast, see, here's the thing. When you're doing Let's Plays, you can't tell the AC's on. Well, you kind of can. But when it's a podcast, there's no other audio. So it's just like, and with the dynamics processing of the audio, it's like,
it brings it up.
Yeah. A lot. Well, granted, everyone says they don't mind, and we're like, oh, if everyone in the comments says they don't mind, then we'll put the air on, and everyone's like, we don't mind. I didn't even notice the air, and then we still cut the air off because we're like,
because when I listen to it with headphones, it just like I'm like, I don't like it. Yeah. Makes me so mad. I mean, we could turn it on.
No, man, forget it, dude.
I mean, if you're feeling uncomfortable, we could turn it on. Aaron.
I'm not uncomfortable.
I mean, as
I'm
long
with
as
you
we
boys.
Can blame it on our guest, like we have to make our guest comfortable.
Yeah.
Then I think that it can get a pass. So if you were to happen to be like, man, it's uncomfortably hot in this room.
Is it uncomfortably hot?
We're all thinking it, right?
Comfortable and warm.
Okay.
Well, if you
decide to change your mind, we would have no recourse, but
no qualms with.
Well, the only thing that sucks about it getting warm in a room like this is it's dark and it gets warm. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah, same. Yeah. When I'm grinding out those Let's Plays, I just get sleepy and I just want to take a little nap.
I just wish we had bright white lights in here, like a lab. Not really. No, that would
like
kill
flickering
it.
Fluorescent lights that just make your eyes exhausted.
Where you see where you look up and you can see all the dead flies in it.
I mean, these four lights were installed.
I like
that. After the fact, like it was actually dark.
Oh,
in
yeah.
this room, and it's still dark.
Many naps have been taken in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I napped in here just last week.
Dude, I've taken a nap in here.
It's a nice nap room. It's so quiet and so like
you can turn the air on, get cold, get a heavy blanket on.
Oh, it's so nice. Get one of those weighted blankets. Really, just takes me away.
I mean, for the rest of the podcast, we could just all take a nap together.
We could take a nap. It's gonna be the nap.
It'd be like nap ASMR.
I did wanted to do. We talked about. I think it was with Hannah. talked about doing a full stream where I'm just sleeping.
That would be so good. But you have to be legitimately sleeping.
Yeah, well, like, start out and just be like, hey, guys, I'm just going to take a nap for this stream, so thanks for joining me. And then it just falls asleep. It's just an actual legitimate nap for, like, 2 hours.
Would that feel weird, like, falling asleep and knowing that, like 30,000 eyes are on you as you're falling asleep?
Not if it was a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I woke myself up in the middle of the night talking to my sleep last night, which I don't do often, but I woke myself up because I like shouted out, and I don't remember what the context was, but I do remember what I said. I said, instead of comedians in cars getting coffee, it's strangers in the bathroom doing interviews. And I just woke myself up saying that phrase, and then
you were coming up with some gold.
I don't know what it was, man, but it was funny. Because
don't tell Jerry, he might steal that shit.
That's a good one.
It's crazy that you remember that. I feel like talking in your sleep is like the one thing that'll always like freak out a person. Whenever it's like, oh, how long was that out? Like, oh, you know, like 2 hours. But you were talking in your sleep. They're always like, what? What did I say?
It's like, I didn't say anything weird.
I don't do that. It's like, how do you know? You're fucking.
I'm not a weirdo.
It's freaky because it's like you said things out loud into the public atmosphere that you have no recollection of. So you're like, what? What did I say?
Yeah.
You're like, did I say some like haunted shit?
It's never like, I hate Stacy, fuck her. It's always like, I'm in the hospital.
Or a clear, crisp sentence of, instead of comedians in cars getting coffee.
Well, that's what baffles me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know why I was saying that, but.
See, we always get down to like this where it's like, there was always this thing. It was like, we're not sure if like, to believe you 100%.
No, I have witnesses to this.
Okay.
Because I have my friend Harrison was asleep on the couch and he heard it as well. So, and I woke myself like wide awake from saying that. I woke up at like the tail end and I was like, why the fuck did I say that? It had to do with something in my dream, man.
I just woke, because that's real life, man. Like if you put that in like a movie, like a scene of a person waking up, it's just like, instead of comedians, and they just like get up like Dracula out of bed.
Didn't make any sense to me, man. I don't know what it meant.
Have either of you seen What We Do in the Shadows? Speaking of Dracula,
mm-hmm. No,
I just saw it for the first time,
really,
like a few days ago, and I really enjoyed it.
Great movie.
Really, I thought it was really funny. It's a I don't even know how to pronounce. Is it Taika Waititi or something like that?
Taika Waititi. Yeah,
it's a really really funny film. I liked it.
Yeah,
it's been one of those where it's like been sitting on my watch list for ages, and it's like I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah,
finally did it.
It's like when it gets to be that long that it's been out, and people still are like, "Oh, dude, that movie rules!" It's like, okay, that's evergreen. Like,
yeah,
I can't even be weird about it. Like when Dexter was coming out, and people are like, "You should watch Dexter." It's like, eh, fuck you, man! I don't wanna dumb show that everyone else is watching. And it's like nobody's talking about Dexter anymore, but like people still talk about What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, it's October. It's you gotta watch spooky movies. I watched Scream 4 last night. So.
I didn't even know there were 4 Screams.
It's not bad.
Scream 4
enjoyed it.
When they were like bringing it back. Like, I think was I in high school?
Yeah, you were. It's very self-aware.
Is it called?
Well, that's the whole like Scream series in general.
Yeah,
because the first one had the dude that played Shaggy in it.
Shaggy
in the live action Stooby-Doo movie.
Oh,
Stooby-Doo.
Hey,
what's up? It's Stooby-Doo.
That's what I was allowed to watch. I wasn't allowed to watch Scooby-Doo.
You know, watch Stooby-Doo.
the Russian Scooby-Doo.
Hey, it's Stooby-Doo. My Stooby snakes.
Look, it's picnic basket.
I eat
solve mystery of picnic.
Solve babushka mystery.
Oh, it was Vlad the whole time.
It always Vlad.
It's Stubby and Vlad.
The only criminal.
Vladdy.
Who is monster now?
Y'all, okay, yesterday Ryan and I walked over. Ryan and I were taking a little stroll, okay?
Yeah.
And we walked into this? Yesterday.
Why are you being so defensive about it?
Dude, we were taking a stroll. Ease off. And we go into a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And we never even talked about this after it happened. That woman in the gas station.
She's a regular there.
Her facial, there was a large woman there with
tribal facial tattoos.
Her whole face, tribal facial tattoos.
That's dope.
And then she was like, I forgot my glasses.
Yeah, she was trying to get like ice or something.
Did you press 3 minutes? No, she was like, could you press 3 minutes on this microwave so I could heat up my breakfast?
She was like, I don't have my glasses, please. Help, someone help me. She was covered in tribal tattoos, like, but not like the cool kind. It did not look good.
Last time I saw her, she blew a snot rocket out of her nose.
Really?
So, yeah.
That seems to fit, like, what... You look at her once, and you're like, oh, okay. So that fits with, like, what I saw.
Whenever that happens, I'm like, oh, man. Because, like, it's like... You'd think it's like, oh, this is the type of person to blow a snot rocket out. But I wanted to, like, be surprised if she walks out and, like, fucking plays cello like a champ or something. But no, she's got those snot rockets and she went to, like, her breakfast.
That's so true. You see somebody doing something, like, competent that's, like, above, like, an average level of competence, you're like, oh, okay, I trust this person.
But when she walks out with her, like, tribal tattoos and then just blows like a massive snot rocket out.
Well, the thing
nose.
Was, it didn't come out the first time. It was one of those where it's like,
why would you do that when there's people
like
around?
It took that one final one. Then
I don't think I've ever even blown one. It
feels good.
I don't have the
I've
like
only
strength.
Ever done it in the shower.
I don't have the strength. Like my, I don't have the nasal strength to like projectile.
I think you
something.
Could. I think you're just nervous.
No, I've never been able to do it.
You
it just kind of sprays
nose?
Out. I blow my nose.
That's what happens when you blow your nose.
That's a snot rocket.
But if I try to do a snot rocket, it's just going to kind of like, you know, go down my face. It's
because you don't have a booger.
It's because you're nervous.
You need a dry, good old spherical booger in there.
I have stage fright with blowing snot rockets. You know, at the next Trunk Drawing Live, I'll go on stage and I'll blow one into the audience. Aaron gave me the strength to do this. Right out to some lucky guest in the audience.
Just sticks onto one of their teeth and they don't notice for the rest of the show and no one tells
that's
them.
Disgusting.
That was fun, man. I'm glad I got to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the next one. Thank you to everybody again who came out. Can't wait to do more. Really, really fun show. Really great crowd.
So how was being drunk on stage, Aaron?
Experience? It was the most drunk I'd ever been.
Okay.
Honestly, because I've been on stage so many times, it was like... I was just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you're like, this will be fine.
I'm glad I remember all of it. So I guess I wasn't that drunk. But yeah, it was fun.
What and stage of drunk would you say you were at, like, mentally,
well,
and, like, physically?
I haven't experienced the full spectrum, mm-hmm. but it's the most that I've ever been. So.
You've never been like,
I've never been
fuck,
like,
I just need to fall asleep,
or, yeah.
and then hopefully I'll wake up and I won't be drunk.
You've never been like, no. I need to throw up drunk.
No.
That's not fun.
Well, I was, but it wasn't. It wasn't solely because I was on an airplane.
Oh.
And I was like, can I just get like a Sprite and a vodka? And they were like, sure. And she gave me like two little bottles of vodka. And I was like, well, I want to get fucked up on this plane anyway, so fuck it. And so I had both at once and immediately fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I was just like in a panic. I was in the middle seat. And I was like, I have to throw up right now. And I was just like, move. And I ran to the bathroom and there was a huge line. And I was like, oh, this fucking sucks. So I ran back to the dude that was sitting next to me. And I just like stumbled over him and then just grabbed the barf bag and like walked away. Hoping that would be enough explanation for like why I was so rude about like stumbling on him. And then I went back to the bathroom. I cut a bunch of people and I was just like, fuck it. And then I just took like the most like aggressive dump I'd ever taken in the
crowd. That's a plot twist
into
right there.
Into the barf bag?
I gotta remember this one.
And then I was fine after that.
Ryan,
no...
I'm glad.
Next time we're on a plane, I challenge you just to like... Just like frantically grab the barf bag and just without leaving your seat, like shit into the barf bag and then like fold it over and stick it in the backpack. But never like mention it. Just see how people react.
Should I put my name on it in Sharpie too?
Ryan and the date. Gotta put the date on it. Some thoughts. I remember we were in Japan and I threw up from drinking, but I was doing Forrest Gump impressions while I was throwing up. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
I was like, Lieutenant Dan, that was nasty.
Yeah, that was pretty good shit.
Yeah, you've thrown up a lot in my presence. You've been the one that's like fearful of throwing up, yeah, but you've thrown up more than any of my friends ever.
Well, here's the deal is, you know, my whole life I've had emetophobia and I still do, and I'm terrified of vomiting, but I want to get over that, and I know that, like, the only way to get over a fear is immersion therapy. So I need to be immersed in vomit.
So you intentionally get drunk and make yourself throw up.
No, but when
I... So that you will
but when I'm drunk,
get over
it's like,
your fear of throwing up.
You know, you have more courage, and I'm like, oh, it's vomit. Like, I don't need to be scared of that. And then if I drink enough, I'm like, oh, I feel sick. Maybe I could use this as, you know, I feel sick anyway. Maybe I could use this as a point of immersion therapy. And then I'm like, sure. And then I do it, and I'm like, that wasn't bad at all. And then when I come back to sobriety, I'm like, you know what? I'm a little less scared of throw up now because I've done it again, and it's not, it wasn't scary, and I survived.
I feel like you have a weird relationship with vomit, because like nobody wants to throw. Like it sucks
when you've had a lot to drink. Like when you've had too much, you want to, and yeah. It's nice. It's
and then
a good
when you
feeling.
Throw up, and then it's all out there, you're just like ah. And then you get
feeling.
Sleepy, and then you pass out. Or you can be like me, eat a half a block of cheddar cheese and half a bottle of liquor. Well, drink the bottle of liquor. Eating it would be very bad for my digestive system.
Well, it always feels better after you throw up. That's the point of throwing up.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a nice release.
But like the feeling of like getting like shaky and sweaty.
Oh, the lead up to vomiting is the worst part of vomiting. Yeah, like vomiting itself is not bad, but the lead up, like the minute up until that is hell. I wish upon nobody.
No, violent vomiting is pretty bad.
Oh, I did that.
Like norovirus vomiting or like food poisoning vomiting, where you're just like, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. There's like nothing coming out, but your body's still spasming.
Where it's just like the clear slime coming out.
I did about 2 months ago. I did the type that's just so violent that I'm like scream vomiting, you know, and it's just like.
So you had a Family Guy moment.
I did. It was like when Peter Griffin.
It was like
vomits.
A live action Family Guy episode.
You know the Family Guy episode where they drink the Ipecac and then they're all throwing up on everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm on season 6, by the
you
way.
You don't like that joke though.
I just think it's you know, they're just trying to be like graphic, and they always carry it on too long. And I'm like, all right, I get the joke. They're throwing up. It's you know, it's Family Guy. It's top notch humor. But Ryan,
you're on season 6.
I am on season 6.
So I mean,
I'm in the prime of it right now. Actually, season 5 was fantastic, and apparently 6 through 9 are like the best seasons. So very excited. But can you tell? I don't know if Aaron knows the story. Can you tell him the story of the Jack Daniels and the cheddar cheese? Because it's a great story.
Oh,
I love.
Have
this story.
I told you? It's not even there's that big of a payoff. It's just disgusting and sad. That's all it is. It's like people in the podcast, whenever, like, if it's their first time hearing the story, it's always like, oh, this is going to be good. Cheese and Jack Daniels. But then, like, I tell it, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
that's disgusting.
Fuck. Like, okay, we'll gauge it by your reaction, okay. Aaron. Okay. So one night, I was just not in the mood. And I was in my feelings, as Drake would say.
Were you doing the dance?
Yeah, I was crying and doing the Drake dance. So I chugged like half a bottle of Jack Daniels.
And that's a lot of liquor.
That is an intense amount of liquor.
40%, right?
Yeah. And then I cut a block of cheese that my family had downstairs because I wanted
Ryan
them to have some
fashion.
Cheese. I didn't want to eat the whole cheese. I'm a big cheese fan, by the way. Uh-huh. Like I always have my fridge stocked with.
Oh,
cheese.
Oh, when I lived
fan.
With him. He was just eating cheese nonstop. We go to every time we go to the store,
it was
open the fridge, it would be like stocked with cheese.
With the Cracker Barrel cheese.
He had his own drawer that I wouldn't put anything in. It was just a drawer just for Ryan's cheese. I'm not kidding. Like he had his own cheese drawer in the fridge. He ate that much cheese.
Come around the corner.
Every time I opened up the
Ryan!
Trash can.
I'm not. No.
You would open up our trash can. It would just be like filled with cheese wrappers. Like so much cheese.
It was good. I like cheese.
No one can fault you for that.
So I cut this block of cheese in half.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk and I'm like, I'm afraid I'm going to cut myself with a knife. So I just start like eating it.
Like
a candy bar.
But it's cheddar.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is back when I was in college, probably first year of college or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And then everything and, was okay,
I,
right?
I was not, well, this wasn't even a part of the college experience. I was just home upstairs by myself.
You weren't at some like kick-ass major. No. You were just by yourself.
I mean, if I was at a party eating a block of cheese like a candy bar, I don't think that would be a good image.
Just standing in the corner with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a block of cheddar cheese eating it like a chocolate bar. Just like,
hey, look at that guy.
Hey, oh my God, is that Ryan?
Yeah.
Dude, you look so cool right now.
I'm like, yep. I probably poke a hole in the cheese, put a cigarette in there so I can like, double task. But so I'm eating this block of cheese and everything's going fine. I'm like, I'm gonna fall asleep now. And so I fall asleep and the next thing I know, I'm opening my eyes. And you know what the shape of fountain makes? It goes straight up and then it kind of mushrooms. Yeah. I wake up to that image of throw up and then it falling down onto my face. And then I lean over the couch and I throw up more and I'm like, ugh! Like that, like violent throw up. And so like I throw up like on the floor and like there's throw up on me and like on my pillow. But I'm so drunk and exhausted from this experience that I just fall back asleep. In my own filth. So I wake up with like, it's in like my hair.
That's how it happens.
With like just dried cheddar cheese vomit with like the Jack Daniels kind of scent a little bit.
See, you're lucky though, because that's a lot of people die. Like, you're lucky you woke up.
No, yeah, they so that's choke the on thing. Vomit, like, yeah. It's a funny story, but that's legitimately like,
that could have been your death.
Flip a coin, I'm dead or I'm alive. Flip a coin, it's a funny, haha, I threw up all over myself, or. Oh God!
Like Ryan, well,
depending on the person.
Yeah, true.
Imagine it's if you told some middle-aged woman from the South, she'd be like, "Oh my Lord,
yeah, you almost killed yourself.
Oh my Lord, that's disgusting. Get out of my house."
I just like I love that story because
you want some cornbread.
Use a doily.
here's a doily. Take a free doily on the way out.
I love that story. Because, well, it's funny. I wish I could have seen it. Like, if I had the ghost of, like, Christmas past come to me, I'd be like, don't take me to Christmas. Take me to this moment where I can watch Ryan throw up on himself.
I have a
and
picture.
That would have been it.
I have a picture from that night.
Wait, really?
Because I sent a Snapchat to Daniel, but I screenshotted that Snapchat because I'm like, I look so wasted.
And this is before the vomit.
I posted something to Instagram, and I don't know why I even... I think I was just trying to be like, bitch, but this is that image of that night.
Let me see. Birch?
I don't
know. Oh my God, you're so gone in that picture. What was this? Did I didn't know you yet.
That's on my Instagram.
How'd you find that so fast?
Because I just scroll down through all. I mean, I don't have too many photos on my Instagram, I don't think.
I can't think of like a grosser.
Yeah, this
vomit.
Is 2014, baby. 2014. No, this was 2014.
It was 4 years
that was
ago.
That was about two years after. After high school.
When we're done with this podcast, we're going to have a serious talk.
About lying to you?
No. Oh. That's underage drinking. And I will be calling the police and filing a report.
No.
You know how many underage kids watch this show?
You can't.
100% of them.
don't.
100% of all underage children watch Super Mario.
Don't drink underage.
Because you'll throw up all over yourself.
And
don't eat a block
of cheddar.
I was
young and irresponsible with alcohol. And now I'm older and I barely drink. So.
Yeah.
You can attest to that.
Yeah, Ryan.
I probably only drink for what, like drunk drawing, probably?
Yeah, pretty much. Ryan barely drinks.
Drinking gives me heartburn, man.
Oh, yeah,
I had
it does.
That chest pain. Remember, like, right before drunk drawing, it sucks because basically it feels a lot of, it's hard to explain, but I have to burp to feel better. But mm-hmm. I have to, like, but the more I burp, the more lightheaded I get. And after I'm done with it, I'm just like, ugh.
Ryan just passes out from burping. All of his oxygen in his body comes out, and then he dies from asphyxiation.
Oh, wow.
I saw something on Twitter.
A picture of me?
Well, I do see that regularly on Twitter, but I saw like a story and a tweet, and I just want to get your take on it. This kid was being bullied, so his dad took the bully out of school for a day and took him like he wanted to like see why he was bullying his son. So he just took him out and like spent the day with him, like bought him a bunch of like clothes and like cool shit. And then like just imagine like coming home and then like your bully's just sitting on your couch wearing like all this cool shit your dad bought him.
Why'd the dad do that?
To get an understanding for the bully.
Well, what was the conclusion, Diddy?
I don't know. But just imagine like coming home and your bully's just sitting on the couch wearing like cool new shoes,
you know,
like your dad
like,
bought him. He's like, sup, dude.
Guess what I got your dad to do? And then the dad comes in doing the beta male smile.
Let's see it, dude.
I get, I don't know if I can. Come on, dude.
Do this. You can just do it, Aaron.
Act like you're taking a picture of someone and go.
You got a hover hand, though.
There it is. There it is, bro. We've been really on this beta male smile thing.
It's so good. There's science to it. There's absolutely science to it.
Wow.
Showing your teeth to submit to the alpha.
See? Because, okay, so like the guys that believe in the beta male shit, their logic is that like in chimpanzee like clans, I don't know what a group of chimps is called, a pack of chimps.
A gaggle
of chimps. The beta males smile, they don't smile, but they do this to like show submission. So they believe that men who smile with their mouths open showing their teeth, it means that they're beta males. And I hate to, I don't want to give any credence to it, but there are a lot of photos of men smiling with that smile, and you're like, I see it, yeah.
Well, the idea of a beta and an alpha is like pretty outdated at this point, right? Like, I think they did some studies into like wolves specifically where it was like, no, we were wrong.
Well,
that's not how it works.
That's something a beta would say, Aaron.
I guess you're right.
You have to come up with all these tests.
I'd like to see the science behind that, Aaron, because it doesn't sound like you have a lot to back that up.
I don't. It's just something I read once on Twitter or something.
Oh, yeah. That's very scientific.
And it's like everything in everyone's life at
everything nowadays. Like, I read this on Twitter.
Yeah, or something.
I'm not an expert on everything, so like, please be very mean to me. when you have a computer to go to Wikipedia and look up the specific definition while I'm just rambling with friends on a podcast, feel free to...
Well, it's like if I was hanging out with friends and that conversation would come up, I would just Google it, and then I would, like, stand in the corner for a second and be like, oh, hold on. Okay, I found it. I did the thing, and then there it is.
Yeah.
But I'm on a podcast, and I can't fucking do that
right now. That's the thing. It's like, you're on a podcast, and like, you know, you don't have references.
We have our phones. I mean, we could, but, like, who wants to interrupt a story? Was like, hold on. Let's get the facts straight.
Yeah.
And you gotta wait, like, a couple seconds of silence to look it up, and it kills the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you accidentally say something, like, inaccurate on a podcast, and then anyone listening can just go, yeah, but anyone listening can just immediately go on Wikipedia and then be like, actually, it's like, well, you know what?
Idiot.
Like, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, granted, a lot of the stuff, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say it for you because that would be mean, but I know a lot of stuff I say is stupid and not researched that well, but
I think that goes for both of us.
Yeah.
I think it goes for all of us.
Wow.
We're internet personalities. Most of what we say is bullshit.
We don't have to do research.
Aaron, yeah. I saw a tweet of yours where you misspelled something.
What did I misspell?
Did you misspell a state?
Oh, Colombia.
You misspelled the country of Colombia.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I had tears in my eyes. And my face was red and veins were bulging out of my forehead because I was so livid.
You know what happened with that was... I was typing out all the countries, and then I typed out the U version, and I was like, oh no, I'm pretty sure it's two O's, but spell check didn't correct it, because I guess Colombia with an O is like a city in here in America.
No, with, no, the, no, with no. The O is with the
country. Colombia with a U is the capital of our home state.
South Carolina, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I typed it with a U mistakenly. Meaning the one with the O.
The best
and,
one.
And in my mind, I was like, I think it's an O, but spell check didn't correct the U version. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just use this version then. And then people just started railing on me. And I was like, this is the stupidest shit. So I just replied to everybody that was...
I saw you're like, right.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yep, that's it.
Now you are stepping down as chairman of Game Grumps after that incident, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to in this day and age.
Thank you. That's a very noble decision.
Yeah,
you brought shame to the company. So
yeah, you're right. It's the way to do it in this dog eat dog world. In this alpha beta dog eat dog. I stepped down with a big smile on my face. A big open mouth smile.
Imagine, like, you remember when Richard Nixon got on the helicopter and did the peace sign, like when he was like leaving the White House for the last time. Imagine if he was just doing the. Doing the beta male smile. What a moment in history that would have been.
Wow. God, what I think it's just a, like, there's science behind it or whatever. I think it's just a, like, a self-confidence thing, because it's a way to hide your face.
No, it's bullshit. The whole beta male smile thing, yeah. It's just funny as hell.
Yeah, no.
People that, like, actually believe it.
No, but I mean, like, when you do, like, I can imagine if I wanted to do that smile, it'd be because I was trying to hide my face. Because I didn't have any, like, faith in that my, like, smile or my face was, like, attractive enough to take a picture.
So you have to, I know, because, so you have to kind of give that goofy edge to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, haha, here
not,
I am.
I'm
with
not
the friends.
Serious. I'm not, yeah. Well, I am, but I'm not. Woo!
Now, if I did some digging, I'm sure I could find quite a few photographs of myself striking the beta male pose.
Sure. I used to do a thing a long time ago. I don't do it anymore, but it was a defense mechanism of, like, I would do a different, like, horrible, silly face every time somebody would take a picture, and I would try to, like, one-up myself and be like, oh, I already did that face. I gotta do a new one. So, like, from like, 2008 to, like, 2012 or something, every picture of me with fans is just me doing, like, a horrifying face. It just seems like I'm trying to ruin the picture, but I'm just trying to, like, one up myself to come up with, like, a more original crazy face. And then some of them are like iconic now. Like, there's the one with me, like,
oh yeah, that's classic, dude.
But now I just smile because I'm like, oh, I have confidence now. I can just. I'm so a handsome dude. I'll just smile. That's what they want.
So did we just prove the beta male smile is an actual thing?
Yeah, I think we just proved it with logic right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just a random thought popped into my head. You both would look fantastic. You both have long, similar hair. You both look great with a perm.
No.
No.
I like how we have different answers. All right, no.
I mean, it'd be a good bit.
Why not?
I would do it. I would get a perm.
Dude, get a fucking perm.
Yeah. Right? A perm is like, how long is that? That's like a couple
it's
months.
It's permanent.
Right?
That's why it's called a perm. What? Perm is short for permanent. It lasts forever.
Perm is short for.
How could it last? How is that possible?
Maybe. It's a bit, dude.
Is it really a bit?
Yeah, perm doesn't stay for permanent.
Oh.
When you get a perm, that's a lifelong commitment. It's there forever.
Well, that's what I was like, that can't be right.
How long does a perm last, though?
Why is it called a perm, then?
It's short for Parmesan.
You know what? Why? Okay, perm.
Because it's permanently beautiful.
Perm, oh, hair. Shit. Origin. Whenever you type in that word origin, you know you're in for a treat.
What's the etymology of the word perm?
Okay, perm, hairstyle.
That's a perm. I got one or two perms today.
Listen to this.
Let's hear it.
A permanent wave, commonly called a perm or permanent, involves the use of heat and or chemicals to break and reform the cross-linking bonds of the hair structure.
Why doesn't
the hair
fucking...
is washed and wrapped on a form of waving lotion or just any type of lotion that's applied. This solution reacts chemically, softening the inner structure of the hair by breaking some of the crosslinks within and between the protein chains of the hair.
Oh, so
the hair swells, stretches, and softens, then molds around the shape of the form. So
that's some, like, Jeff Goldblum the Fly, like, body modification shit. That's crazy.
It was short for permanent wave or permanent.
I didn't know it was actually short for permanent.
Good on that.
I like just calling it permanent. Like, hey, can I get a permanent?
Just ask them for a Parmesan next time and see if they just go with it. Like, get angry with them. Be like, no, I want the Parmesan. Like,
what is that?
Could you show me a picture of? No, you can look it up yourself. And then
no,
send
you know
them
what
to Google and have them type in Parmesan haircut.
Yeah, or send them the just Google it link.
Yeah.
You know? Let me Google that for you.
Yeah, that's like the most douchey thing you
that's
could possibly
so smug.
Do.
I had a friend that used to always do that. I'd be like, I'd ask him, like, hey, man, what is like... Like, I'd ask for help, and he would just, like, send me a let me Google that for you link, and I was like, all right, dude. All right. Okay.
I asked a human for a reason.
Thanks for the help, brother.
Yeah, that's so true. There's such a disconnect between, like, the internet culture, who's, like, so rigid and, like, almost, like, scientific about things, when it's, like, clearly you just want to talk to a person.
I know.
Like, can I get your advice? Well, the Wikipedia article has all the information you need. It's like, yeah, but do you think it's cool? Like, that's the whole point of me asking you this.
I wanted a human point of view, not a robot.
Yeah.
No, I remember, like, I would ask this friend as well. Sometimes I'd ask for, like help with something, and his response would be, Google is your friend. And I'd be like, dude, I'm asking you for a reason.
Yeah. I also just want to connect to you as a human being. This is the vessel of me, like, looking you in the eye and smiling and feeling like I have companionship in another human.
Google's your friend, Aaron.
All right. Well, once Google can look me in the eye and fuck me, then,
Aaron
then I will consider
but
Google
I remember
my friend.
That wave of people. I think I was in middle school, and there was a wave of, like, probably late middle school, early high school, where there was that section of people that, where if you would ask a question, they would go off on this rant of like, I mean, people can just look it up. I don't understand why they have to ask me. Like, why would I know? Google's right there. It's right on your phone. And it's like, yeah.
They're still there, man. They're still around. Although I know what you mean. It felt like there was more like nerd culture on the internet specifically was like very much like if you talk to somebody who was on the internet all the time, they were probably going to be this way.
Yeah.
And now there's so many different people using the internet now. It's like, oh, okay, well.
It's interesting because I remember like early on the internet, like where to go to watch videos was like not YouTube or anything like that. Like it was like special little site set up by like this guy
videos.
That was like, yep, stupid videos, jib jab, and like no, it was a funny
dude, E-bombs world,
funny junk,
yeah,
E-bomb.
We're gonna start uploading super mega exclusively to E-bombs world. We struck a deal with them. I cannot wait.
Did you ever hear the story about like the E-bombs world buyout?
No,
no.
How like it was like they got basically like stolen from them, like in a hilarious turn of irony, like. They steal content all the time, and then like they it was a guy and his dad who like runned it, and then ran it, and they walked into their office one day, and like people were like moving shit out, and they were like, "What is going on?" It's like their company was just like sold
what?
Out from under them or something. Yeah,
that blows. Man.
I don't know the whole story, but well, it was at the time it was like, "Yeah, fuck them," because like I was like a Newgrounds guy, and E-bombs World was just stealing content from Newgrounds, but. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer now.
I remember when I was a kid, I was like terrified of like being immoral, and I saw I remember like I went on E-bombs World once on the family computer, and I remember I saw something like inappropriate, and I like freaked out, and I like turned off the computer, and I went downstairs, and I like told my mom, I was like, "Mom, I saw this inappropriate thing on E-bombs World," and she's like, "That's okay." And like I was like freaking out. I remember one time I accidentally saw
all right.
Your mom's like, "Jesus."
She's like, "Whoa, really? Can I see?"
I remember I saw this like Schoolhouse Rock like sex ed clip where they were like putting on a condom. It might have not been real. I don't think they did that.
No.
That video.
No.
Okay, that was
what are you talking about.
Okay, never mind. Then it was like a fake one. But I remember
it was a porn.
No, it was like a drawing of like this like Schoolhouse Rock characters, but they were like showing you how to put on a condom, and it showed like a cartoon penis. And I remember I saw it by accident, and I like I freaked out, and I went and like confessed to my mom that I accidentally saw pornography when it was just like a cartoon penis.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, that's still with me to this day.
Is it one of those things that like makes you cringe even today still?
Yeah, absolutely. I cringe that I saw it.
Well,
it upsets me to the deepest degree.
I gave a Canadian quarter to the ice cream man, and he shamed me for it. Like, he was like, "What is this? What does this say?" And like made me read it out. And he was like, "I'm giving you the ice cream anyway, but don't do this again."
Jesus Wait, Christ!
And I still like to this day. I'm like, ugh,
why?
Ugh,
wait,
like,
wait, why did that? Cringe. Why was he like that? Why
he's just an asshole.
He's like, "Don't give him a quarter."
No,
you
Canadian
gave him a Canadian
quarter
by. Oh. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I just grabbed change out of a thing.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was worth more. Like maybe the conversion like was what maybe it's like 28 cents in USD.
Oh shit, maybe it is.
And he actually lost out on that deal. So you got to keep the ice cream and your Canadian quarter. You ever think about that, Aaron?
No, I still gave it to him.
After he was so
rude
snide to you?
Maybe I don't even remember if he took it or not.
I remember the ice cream man.
But yeah,
and
he sucked. I didn't go to the ice cream man for like fucking weeks after that. So he lost out on that deal.
He the ice cream man, or was this a place called the ice cream?
No,
man?
He was the dude in the truck.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The fucking like off tune, whatever. the entertainer. Yeah.
My ice cream man got shot and killed. I'm serious.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't know what circumstance it was in, but he got shot and killed.
I'm sorry.
True story. He really did.
He probably ran out of the SpongeBob pop.
How do you know that? Was it on the news?
you know what? This was a word of mouth thing. Wait, man. So it might not have actually been a... But I remember growing up that affected me. And until now, it's been truth. But I never did confirm it with the news. I just knew it was like people talked about it. So it could have just been like a rumor.
Godzilla's going through downtown LA right now. Just take my word on it.
I was a kid though, and the time about the ice cream man got shot.
You took it into adulthood, and you didn't even question.
I never because
school hard you're the fuck.
For a second, I was like, "Am I just misunderstanding him?" No, because like I was told that, and it was a truth to me, and I just never questioned it until right now.
Some kid was getting shamed for not having like a popsicle. And then, like, why didn't you get popsicle? Because the ice cream man got shot and killed. Ice cream man got iced, so I don't know. I couldn't get it.
The ice cream man got iced and creamed, you know what I'm saying? I might feel awful if he did get shot, and here I'm making fun of him.
Well, he's dead. He's not going to be offended.
That's true.
He's been long dead, too.
Been long dead, mm-hmm. Like, many, many years.
Like, enough time for his family to just,
probably like a decade.
Who is that? Oh, yeah, that's him.
Oh, right. This guy in our family, yeah.
What about you die, like, your family just forgets about you in, like, 3 years? Like, who? Matt?
How old were you when you heard this tall tale?
His name on the family tree is just Ice Cream Man.
They forgot his name. Ice Cream Man, parentheses, shot. I think I was, like, 12 or 13, so about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, that's so weird.
That the Ice Cream Man got shot?
Well, that you were 13 10 years ago. I was... 24.
Jesus.
You were
that's
older
how old
than
I am now. I'm 24 right now. Dude, when you're like, damn.
I was your age when you were getting told tall tales about a fucking iced ice cream man.
Wait, Aaron, are we just 10 years apart?
87. You're 97?
Oh, I'm 94. No.
I'm 96, so you're 9 years older than me.
Okay.
So I went to go search the ice cream man. This is my last Google search on my phone.
Hillary Clinton hot.
I was thinking about her last night, and I was thinking, like, was she hot when she was young?
She was.
In fact, if you look, I saved, like, a bunch of pictures of Hillary Clinton on my phone when she was young. I gotta look up this ice cream man shit.
Okay. You're gonna look up ice cream man shot in Charleston, and you expect to find, like, this, like, novel article of, like, local ice cream man and loved, like...
You want to talk about young, hot people. Who was the ideal hotness when you were young?
Like, who would I, like, our celebrity crush?
Like, who was, like the moment or, like, the image or whatever where you were just like, oh my god, that's so hot.
Britney Spears when she's getting out of the car and her vagina's showing. I remember I saw that picture when I was, like, 11, and I was like, and that was, like, the first thing I ever jerked off to.
I remember my sexual awakening. The thing that spiked it. It was a Pink song.
And this story.
It was a, what is it, Going Out? Was that the name of the song? I'm going out, and again, and
oh, the party started. I'm coming
and
up.
And it's when
I'm
she
coming.
Says, you'll be kissing my ass. And I'm like, oh, kissing her naked butt? I was like, what? Whoa. Why does she want me to do that? I remember I was just like, I feel these things when she says that. Sure,
I really feel those lyrics.
So it was just the thought of kissing a naked butt when I was a little boy. I was like, whoa. Wow. So Pink, if you're out there, thank you.
Hey man, if you want to get a naked butt kissed.
It would be a great
Ryan McGee here.
It'd be an honor for him.
It would be an honor if like Pink, just for like the cover of like some magazine, like offered to have me like just kiss her ass. But not in like a weird sexual way. It was the awakening.
That's the context.
But now it's like, you know, it comes, I want it to come full circle.
Ryan McGee, you tell me right now.
Okay.
If you had Pink in front of you,
mm-hmm.
with her exposed buttocks,
if she
and you had to place your lips upon that, you wouldn't be.
If she asked
that junk
to,
wouldn't
right?
wiggle a little bit.
What? No, like there would be. I'd
How
go,
old is Pink now?
Old enough.
She's like in her late 30s.
Late 30s?
Maybe.
So what? I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you.
39 years
guess
old.
What? 39?
39.
Pink's pushing 40?
Yeah.
Did you still kiss the butt, Ryan?
So is Christina Aguilera. She's 37.
So I was going to say, Christina Aguilera in the Dirty music video was like top tier.
Y'all want to know what was my biggest crush as a kid?
Who?
Was the girl in Spy Kids 3D Game Over who played, she had the, it was like Junie's girlfriend.
Yep.
and she was like actually fake. She was like a hologram. I had the biggest crush on her.
She was like gothy.
So much that at school, I was in first or second grade at the time. I remember I wanted to be a spy kid, and I made my own like gadgets out of like cardboard and shit. And I made her like a cardboard ID, and I would carry it around because it was my girlfriend, like in my fictional world.
This was in high school?
Yes, I was in 12th. I was a senior in high school.
I did that shit too.
Yeah, really? And I threw it away at lunch because I had it on my little styrofoam tray, and I put my girlfriend's ID card. And when I say girlfriend, this is hypothetical. I still remember her name, like the actress's name.
Yeah.
What's
the name?
I think it's Courtney Gines. I think.
Was she okay before Gimes? Before I Google this? Was she underage in Spy Kids?
Yes.
Yes, but I was Aaron, I was in first grade at the time. She was like my age. So I was like biggest crush in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like whatever. Kid.
So I had her little girlfriend ID on my lunch tray, and I accidentally threw it away. And I didn't realize this until like the next period, and I freaked out. And I was asking if I could like go to the cafeteria to look for it, and they wouldn't let me. Oh, and I lost it. So like that was my first breakup, I guess. That was the first time I got dumped.
Well,
the first time I got dumped, I didn't even know I was in a relationship. I got off the bus, and this girl who had a crush on me was like grabbed my phone and started running away, and I was like, "Fuck, god damn it!" So I chased after her, and she's like,
"Beat her into a pulp."
She's like, "Give me a hug, and I'll give you your phone back." And I was like, "Ooh, no." She's like, "Okay, then." Then she did the whole thing where she went up. She's like, "Kiss me. I'm gonna throw your or I'm gonna throw this phone over."
This shit never happened to me.
And I was like, she was crazy.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, well, obviously if she did this, and then she was just like, so kiss me or I'm going to throw your phone over the fence. I was like, no, I just, no. And then she was like, okay. And then she threw my phone over a fence, and there was a dog over the fence. So it was like one of those Sandlot.
It's like the Sandlot. Yeah.
Where I had to like crawl over and like kind of like look for the dog. And then I saw that it was like in its house, and I had to jump over quickly, grab my phone. And it was like, woo, 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 and it came out with, then it came out with the chain and everything. And it was one of those like I'm hopping over, and it's like one. Like,
I love how Pooch is
clambering up.
Pooches.
I love when Pooch is like, so funny, dude. It's like rapid fire barking.
But yeah.
But you were in a relationship with her?
No, I mean she thought.
That's insane, dude. I mean, you know how the first time I ever asked a girl, I was in sixth grade, and there's this girl I really liked, and I was like too scared to ask her out. I was not ready for a girlfriend yet, but like a word got out that I liked her, and this kid named Tyrese
Gibson.
No, I wish though. No.
Who's Tyrese Gibson?
Fast and Furious, right?
No. He went and told her, or he was like he was telling me like, you know, you got to ask her out. Like she wants you to ask her out. I had talked to her and she wants it, and I was so scared. But I was like he started like bullying me all day, being like listen, like you're a baby. If you don't ask her out, you're a pussy. And I was like, oh no. So before final period, I saw her walking, and I went up to her, and I'm not kidding, I went, hey, I'll go out with you if you want. And she goes,
I'll do you the honor of going out with you.
She goes, I was like, Tyrese said, you know, it's just, it's a, never mind. And she's like, yeah, okay, never mind, it's fine. And I'm like, no, it's, don't worry about it, it's fine. And then walked away. That was the first time I asked a girl out.
Wow.
Really romantic, right?
You know the first time I asked a girl out?
When?
I didn't get to ask her out. She's a girl that sat in front of me in a class, and she was really pretty, and she, I don't know if she liked me, but she was like really sarcastic and would like joke around with me a lot. And I was like, oh, wow, I feel like this is the first girl I could, like, ask out. Because it seems like she's, like, interested and, like, she's pretty. And then summer break came. And I was like, oh, man, next year we're going to be in the same classes. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask her out. I'm going to ask her on a date. And we're going to go on a date. And then she died in a car accident.
What?
Over the summer.
What?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. Yeah. That
there was
plot
a
twist.
Part of me that was like, well, I couldn't. Then I was like, oh. I was going to make a joke and be like, what, is she dead now? But, you know.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hindsight.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
I was very upset.
Yeah.
Because she was cool. She was like, she was really nice to me. And she was like one of the only people in that class in particular that was like, I felt like was actually nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bummer.
That is an extreme bummer.
Yeah.
Also, odd, like a like kind of wake up call when you're young to be like, oh shit, people my age die.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah, you gotta just go for it. But not be weirdly persistent.
You gotta get that bread, gamers. And by bread, I mean a girlfriend. But don't be creepy about it. You know, if they respect the boundaries.
And if they reject you, then you have permission to like curse them out and like.
Stalk them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's what I've seen online. That's what I've seen people.
Yeah.
Do,
so. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. That's.
No?
No.
No, no.
Wait, what?
You don't do that. That's
wait, really, you don't?
No, that's fucked up.
You don't go.
Every girl that's ever rejected me.
Wait, so you're saying, okay, so I was talking to this girl here, and I was like, hey, do you want to go get some coffee? And she was like, I'm sorry. I'm just not comfortable seeing anyone right now. And I was like, whatever, you dumb slut bitch, stupid bitch. Was saying that wrong.
I was there.
Well,
you did that.
Well, it's first of all, it wasn't very creative.
I said, you're a little slutty slut. And then she went, well, that's, she didn't respond to me or anything.
Well, it's funny because it's actually the opposite. If she refused you, she's not.
What?
She's not being traditionally slutty.
What? No, that just means if she doesn't want me, that just means she's having sex with every guy on earth.
Yeah, it means she's just, she's whoring herself out, right?
No. Well, I mean, that's very presumptuous.
I love that just, but, oh, wow, okay. I like how, like, someone having this conversation is like, say that your brain's working that way, okay.
We should do, like a show where we give, like, dating advice, but Ryan and I are just, like, two incels. And Aaron, being, like, the married one, always has to, like, steer us in the right direction where we, like someone, like, calls in with advice and we just give them the worst fucking dating advice.
And then Aaron's just kind of like, yeah, that's kind of, like, I mean, that's not what I would do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, yeah, here's another perspective.
The voice rises a little.
Just maybe consider this one.
James from Cincinnati says that, I really like a girl, and I've asked her out twice. She said no both times. What do I do? Should I give up? James, never give up. Be more persistent than ever. In fact, you should start writing her more letters. In fact, you should probably show up to her house. And every time, here's what girls like. So a whole thing about flirting is you got to be mean. So the more she rejects you, you just got to be more mean to her.
And if it doesn't work too far, you can like also guilt her with your mental health to make it so that she feels like attached in a way of like, oh, I better not do anything.
Yeah, say like if she rejects you, you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe here's another perspective that you could try. Okay. What was your name? Charles?
James.
James? James, sorry I got your name wrong. James. Maybe just be respectful of her space and time. And if she says no, then, you know, that's the end of it. And
yeah, so that's another option.
Never worked for me.
Yeah. Do whatever you think.
Well, yeah, it doesn't
that's fine.
Work because it respects her
that's
perspective.
That's fine. That's your opinion.
Yeah, well, I mean, women aren't objects.
I don't think that works, okay. But...
Our next one comes from Arthur from... What is this? Sorry, New York, his handwriting's bad. And Arthur says, I have killed the past 3 women that I have been attracted to.
Okay, Arthur. Go ahead and read it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Let's see what Arthur has to say.
He says, I have killed the last 3 women I have been interested in. I really like this 4th one. But I'm afraid she'll end up like the others because I don't like the fact that she doesn't like me the way that I think that I want her to like me sometimes.
Did he put like an address, like a specific, like a write back address or something?
Now you want to dox people on air?
Well, no, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna dox him or anything. I just feel like we could maybe.
You're a little out of your element today, so I'm gonna step in and I'm gonna say that Arthur, I think you don't want to have to kill this girl. Obviously. And if she rejects you, you know, everyone deals with rejection in their own way. And if that's how you deal with it, that's you, buddy.
Well, no, well, it is him, but it might not be the right. Personally, I wouldn't kill a woman. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know about my constituents here, but I feel like that's a crime.
I think we just need to look at both sides.
There's both sides of every story. You know, there's a story that we're
who defines crime?
The police and the government.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That you would allow such a big government to
right?
You know,
you're very
set
susceptible
up boundaries
to control, aren't you?
Well, to live in a society...
Are you comfortable living in a society where there's people above you that just control you? And tell you, give you rules to live by?
Well, technically I control them because I have the voting power that puts them into...
Well, that's what they want you to think. It's an illusion.
Well, like, what happens then when the government comes to your front door and there's a mandatory woman buyback? What happens then?
I don't know what that is or means.
Like, what if the government comes and tries to take our women? Like, what are you going to do then?
I don't know that the government would do that.
Okay. Just like they didn't take our guns? Yeah, they took our guns, now they're going to take our women, and now they're going to make us marry men.
Well, technically we can still own guns. It's still legal.
I heard they're going to make us marry dogs.
Just turns into this, like,
so don't kill your girlfriends, Arthur, at 1800 Congress Lane or whatever the fuck.
I'd love to know the mental state of someone who reads a question. So I've killed three women. Oh, Arthur, interesting. Okay, so let's just see what this one is about.
Slow it down for a second. So wait, you said you dated three women? Is that the...
Killed.
Okay, but you were dating. Yeah, you were dating them, and that's why you killed them. Or did they all...
Well, I thought I was dating them. I had to kill them because they said we weren't dating.
Mm.
And that was... They were so detached from reality that... I couldn't allow them to continue to spread lies that we weren't dating.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the police. So go ahead and stay seated there.
Okay.
The last girlfriend, actually, she put small people inside of me that were basically always shouting.
Oh.
And that was one of the main reasons she had to go.
Right. I'm going to take a little bathroom break. Right now.
All
right. Yeah, just going to step out of the room.
Okay.
Lock it. Lock the door. If you hear the locking click, that's just me locking the door out of fear of you. So.
No, we get it.
But what about the fourth girl? That's what I want to know.
Well, you got to kill her.
Okay, cool. No other choice.
I mean, just... if you've already done three.
Yeah, I mean... What's one more, right?
What's one more?
I just turn after this. Like, all right, fine, kill her.
What's one more, all right?
I'm just, I hate this PC culture we live in.
Can't say you want to kill people, it's bullshit. Why do people in the 50s talk like that?
A transatlantic
accent? That's what it is, yeah, the transatlantic accent.
Because it was like,
it was just in movies, right?
Yeah, it was only in movies.
That's what I thought.
Some of it came from like early, like kind of, like movie making, and well, a lot of stage acting, right? They'd project a lot and be more animated in their speech because they're used to projecting and being more animated in terms of that stuff, especially like coming from silent film, because you would act all would actually just act goofy because you had to like fucking go all out.
You can't help but it's like, how do you whisper in a transatlantic accent?
I'm gonna come and get you, Diane. I'm gonna come and get you. Like
there's a couple of hooligans down by the wharf.
Yeah, here we go, Governor. Listen up, children.
I love that voice. Why did that die? Like, what year did that die in? Did it just like slowly phase out?
I feel like, well, Casablanca had it. There had to be like one big hit that was just like very, like people watched it and were like, this is like real life. This isn't like a movie at all. And then everyone was like, oh, let's just make movies like that.
Kangaroo Jack. We got to bring that accent back. I want to reclaim that and bring it back. I want to speak like that in modern day.
How many people do you think spoke like that because of the, you know, it's like art imitates life, but sometimes life imitates art?
Yeah, it's sometimes it goes the other way, you know? Sometimes what you see in the movies, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just...
There's got to be someone who's still alive from those days who still talks with a transatlantic accent. Like a really old person.
Has his own, like, AM radio show.
Yo, fuck, dude, fuck this YouTube bullshit. Let's start it. Let's put Super Megacast on AM radio. Fuck Spotify. Fuck iTunes. Let's do AM radio.
Let's just unmonetize everything.
It'll remove all the bass from our voice and just be like, hey, welcome back to Super Megacast.
And
that's pretty good. That really does eliminate a lot of the bass.
And if you subscribe, like, we'll set up a subscription service much like NPR. So if you subscribe to our like AM radio station, then you get a free leftist tears mug.
Yes, you do. Why is it like so much AM radio just like old dudes talking about like why is it specifically AM radio? It's like a bunch of like conservative.
It's people who pay to have airtime, right?
Yeah.
So it's people who don't understand that you can just do it for free.
On the internet?
Yeah. So people who don't use the internet.
I would love to have an AM radio show. AM in the AM.
Welcome back to AM and AM.
For some reason, whenever I hook up my phone I still have like a system in my car where you have to like hook up the aux cable and the USB cable for it to like work. Whenever I plug in the USB cable, it for some reason like automatically sets to the AM radio station, but it changes. Like it's not consistent. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it'll turn on one like a Mexican station, and other times it'll turn on like a weird like right wing political station, and it's always the weirdest shit. Whenever I turn it on, it's like we're talking to the author of The Bloody Placenta, and she's here to tell. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I like really want to turn on my music, but I'm like, I kind of want to listen to this to hear where the fuck this is going. Yeah, it's good shit.
I had a microwave as a kid.
No.
Well, it was like a family microwave, but it ended up in my closet. This is the weirdest shit. I don't know how it worked, but the microwave, the inside of the microwave would play radio, like very, very faint radio. When I had it in my closet, I could put my ear inside the microwave and hear the radio.
Play radio?
Yeah, like I could, it would play the movie radio. I don't know how it worked though, but like I could, if I got close enough, I could hear like coming from the inside of the microwave, like,
it's like a portal,
like a radio
hell.
Station.
It's fucked up.
I don't know how it fucking worked. Maybe there was like something inside could like pick up radio signals. I don't know how it played it out loud though, but it was like so faint. But it was inside the microwave. Or maybe I just had schizophrenia. But I don't know. It was crazy.
That reminds me of that old footage from like some festival opening or whatever, and there's a guy and it looks like he's on a cell phone. It's from like the 20s or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he checks it like a cell phone and like puts it up to his ear and then like puts it away. And it's like, what the fuck was that?
Dude,
what was he doing?
Last night. It's so weird you bring this up. Because last night I was just watching videos of like time traveler proof.
Yeah.
And I was reading about like the man from Tared. Do you know about that?
What was that?
No.
It's that guy back in like the 50s. This guy went through Tokyo airport with like a passport from like a country that didn't exist, and it had like stamps, like official stamps from other countries, and they're like, what is this? And he's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, this isn't a country. And he's like, what are you talking about? And then they like took him in for interrogation. He like showed them on a map, and it's like the country of Andorra. He's like, it's this, but why is it called Andorra on this map? And then they took him into custody and put him in like a locked hotel room, and in the morning he just vanished from the room and they never saw it again.
What?
Really crazy story, yeah. But he said he was from a country called Tared.
Is that, like, corroborated?
Apparently there's, like, documents that Japan released that show it, like, that it happened or something. You can look it up. It's like the theory is that he entered a parallel universe where Tared didn't exist.
And now he's stuck in our universe.
It's just crazy. I don't know how true these stories are, but they're fun to... I was just watching a video last night about dimensions, and it was explaining, like, each dimension to the 10th dimension. Blew my fucking mind. Like...
Well, there's, like, so much we can't even begin to comprehend.
Because it's, like, the fourth dimension is, like...
The fourth spatial dimension?
It's, like, time, you know, where it's,
That's, like, the sixth dimension, isn't it?
It was, like, first dimension is a point, second dimension is... No, first dimension is length, second is width, third is depth, fourth is time, and then fifth, it's like it goes on until it's like the 10th dimension is like you can go to instantly to like any other multiverse at any point in time. It's crazy. You know, fucking crazy.
There's a fourth spatial dimension. We can like approximate it with math.
Yeah, Shrek, yo mama's
or
ass.
You can experience it in Shrek 4D.
Or the SpongeBob 4D movie of Carowinds in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I still have not... I use the Vive all the time, and I still have not found somebody who just has a rotating Tesseract in 3D.
That'd be so sick.
I've only seen a rotating Tesseract on a screen.
You know, Aaron, because we can't comprehend it because we're three-dimensional beings.
Right, but seeing a 2D projection of a 3D object that is a 4D object rotating, it's like, I want to see the 3D object of... The 4D.
You heard him, ladies
projection.
And gentlemen. Let's make it. Let's see that Tesseract.
A rotating Tesseract.
Tesseracts are really fucking cool.
Yeah, they are.
I want to get a tattoo of one.
Well, in what phase? Ha ha ha.
Let me get just the 4D one.
The main one with the square inside the square.
How cool would it be if you could just go to another dimension?
I don't know. I that shit terrifies me.
No, it's terrifying. Because like, what if I never come back? What if it fucks me up? What if like imagine going through like a wormhole. Would you live?
No.
And how do you know? Have you been through a wormhole, Aaron?
Well, the only wormholes we know of are fucking black holes.
Did you survive going through a black hole, Matt?
No.
How do you know?
Because your mass
would be... What do you mean, how do I know?
Your mass would be stretched beyond infinity.
Wormholes aren't wormholes. Literally, like, it's kind of like... It's like you can jump through time and space.
Theoretically. The only wormholes we know of are black holes, as far as I know.
I think there's... Are there not wormholes, like, just floating through space?
That would be a black hole, though, wouldn't it?
Was the point
black holes suck in gravity, like just mass and gravity, but wormholes, I'm pretty sure, literally it's like a tear in time and space where you can kind
of
like...
Which is the thing where they have the explanation of the paper folded.
Yeah, that's like what a wormhole is, how you can like jump through. You know, it's like I have point A at this side of the paper and point B at this side and they're like super far away. But if you fold it, then they're touching. It's like that.
So I'll just use my space-time folder.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, let's get an Office Max.
That's an app on my e-phone. jump through to the next dimensions.
I was just thinking about it the other day. It was such a fucking, like, shower thought. But, like, so I was just, like, looking up at the clouds moving, and Susie was talking about how it's like it looks like a rabbit that's about to, like, smash us. And I'm like, man, what if fucking clouds were just, like, those are the aliens. We always think of fucking...
There's, like, living beings.
Yeah, well, it's because, you know, when you think about carbon-based life forms, we all, like, came from, like, this one sort of thing that grew eyes and legs and shit.
Adam and Eve!
And then... But if you go to another planet that's, like, not carbon-based, and it's like, oh, it's a fucking hydrogen-based life form, like, what do they look like? Do they fucking, like, sense shit on, like, the strings?
Yeah, that's what I wonder. It's like...
They don't, like, see shit with optics. Like, maybe they see shit by fucking quantum shit. I don't know.
It'd be so fucking cool.
So, like, you wouldn't even know you were looking at a fucking alien. You'd just be like, oh, it's a cloud. And it's like, oh, no, it's an alien. He's looking at you. He can feel your strings.
Clouds just... It's tickling my strings!
Wait a second, my strings are jingling!
My strings are going nuts.
I feel like there's an alien looking at my strings right now.
Clouds are just really judgmental, and they just watch you and just judge you.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's weird, Ryan? Yesterday, it's not out yet, but in a video, remember I was talking about square dancing and hoedowns?
Mm-hmm.
We take a bathroom break. I sit down on the John. First thing I see on Reddit is someone's like, why was square dancing a mandatory thing in PE? Who else had hoedowns in school? And it was just a thread of people talking about it, and I was
what?
Like, what the fuck?
I never had that in PE. I never had hoedowns.
I had a fuck, dude. I had crazy ass square dance at school.
That's awesome.
We should have a Game Grumps hoedown.
Show us what you would used to do.
I don't remember that shit. I remember I would stand up next to my partner,
and you would do-si-do.
You'd link arms and you would do-si-do.
Like. No, never mind. Yeah, I did that shit. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh my god.
Why was
god.
That part of the South Carolina curriculum?
Well, it's cultural.
I just had a whole wave of memories come back all at once. Have you ever had that? Where, like, something sparks and it's like, oh, shit, that whole part.
I mean, why did we learn about fucking Christopher Columbus? When's the last time you used that information?
Yesterday when I defeated somebody in argument with logic when they said that he was bad and I said no. He didn't bring the typhus, he brought the Polaroids.
He brought the Polaroids over.
I mean... Question. It's like that's there are worse things to question about what we learn in school and go on a whole tirade about fucking school. I hate school.
They didn't teach me about math or houses or.
They didn't teach you about math?
I mean, I don't know why I said math. I meant to say taxes. They did teach me about math. They taught me about stupid math, like calculus. I was in AP statistics and I failed the shit out of that course. I got a 2 on my AP exam. And afterwards, my teacher messaged me on Facebook and he was like, I feel like I failed you, Matthew. And I was like, no, you're a great teacher. I just didn't pay attention.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being 31, I feel like the only math I've ever used in my life is algebra. And I use it a lot. Just like...
Algebra is the main thing you use.
Like, I've been trying to learn a little bit of coding lately. And I found that it's just a lot of algebra.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is easy. It's not like all that stupid... calculus shit I learned. Well, there probably is plenty of that later on.
There's a lot of, like, in a lot of other jobs, you'll get, like, geometry and calculus and stuff. But, like, on a day-to-day, just normal life, it's usually just algebra.
As a Let's Player, the only math I'm doing is when I'm playing Smarty Pants for the Nintendo Wii.
Crunching them numbers.
Crunching them numbers. And when we played So You Want to Be a Fifth Grader, Not seamless.
What is it?
So you want to be a fifth grader.
So you guys want to be a fifth grader.
Each question you get wrong puts you, like, it makes you younger. And like some people would be good, but it can get to the point where like
you're first grader.
Yeah.
Oh damn it! I'm a first grader. Looks like you gotta get some new questions right.
Looks like you need a new family and friends.
Level it out. Come on.
You might be a redneck.
You might be a racist.
If you're a redneck.
Well, guys, this has been a fantastic podcast episode. Thank you
to
our guests.
Can we get a round of applause for our friend Aaron Hansen for coming on the podcast?
Thank you, Aaron Raptor.
And Aaron, you know, this is the time. What are you working on? What would you like people to go see? Or where can they find you? Whatever you want to say. This is your chance to say it, my boy.
I just want my boys to keep doing Super Mega. Keep growing. Mm-mm. Keep doing that live show. Go check out their new live show. Was it November 1st?
November 1st. Tickets already sold out, though. So we'll have another one, though.
We got to do another one.
Another one shortly after. But, yeah. Damn, y'all. Thanks for coming on, man. Go check them out on Twitter and check out Game Grumps. We edit for Game Grumps. It is a fantastic channel.
I love
watching and editing it. Dream job. And thanks for coming on, man. I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do, too, my boys and friends. And I'll give you both kisses on the way out, but I won't do it on the recording because I want it to be real.
Okay. Let's do it, then. Let's pause the recording and get some kisses. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.